their officials explicitly intervened in our domestic affairs. It's none of their business. Why are they interfering in Iran's domestic affairs? Why are they interfering in this issue that is related to the people of Iran? They interfere and then they claim that they do not interfere. Then what is the meaning of interference? Encouraging the rioters, don't you call that interference? In elaborating on the root causes of certain events, he referred to difference of views among the presidential contenders and reiterated that the system of the Islamic Republic of Iran considers the presidential race as compared to an issue within a family. The leader also warned the Western leaders and stressed that despite certain differences of views, the Iranian nation is fully united against the enemies of the country. The Islamic Republic of Iran's President Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad delivered a speech, a live televised speech, and he said that the government's structure must change in proportionate with the circumstances of the day. He said that changes must be made to the government, considerable changes must be made to the government. He said that the foreigners are after intervening in our domestic affairs, and that the enemies want to distort the image of the presidential election. He added that the enemies wanted to reduce our influence in the global arena. The main reason for the interventions made by arrogant foes has two reasons. The first reason is the glory of and grandeur of this election that is unprecedented and can be considered as a model for the global community. The second reason is that in this election, the people of Iran actually renewed allegiance with this system. And in fact, the people had a 40 million massive turnout on the election day. And this is a confirmation of the system of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And that has made the foes, has angered the foes of the nation. In fact, this election was the most beautiful and the healthiest. The people have realized with the pure hearts that this election was a major epic, and it was a healthy election and sound election. Dr. Ahmadinejad said that this new government will bring about more domestic and external victories for the Iranian nation, and the bright future belongs to this nation and other freedom-seeking nations of the world. Sheikh Ahmed Al Thani, the Qatari Emir, in a meeting with Iran's Majlis Speaker Dr. Larijani, emphasized the need for expansion of cooperation between the two countries. Larijani had traveled to Doha at the head of a delegation, and both and Larijani termed as excellent the status of Iran's relations with Qatar. Qatar is an Arab state, a literal state of the Persian Gulf, and has common views with the Islamic Republic on regional and international issues. We have deep-rooted and cordial relations with Qatar, and the level of our relations is at its highest level.
Bakia Amano.
The new IAEA Director General, in his first statement regarding Iran's nuclear issue, said that he has seen no document proving that Iran is after acquiring nuclear weapons. Amano, who was officially elected as the next IAEA chief by the Board of Governors, will officially replace Al-Baradei in November 2009.
Through the acceleration and enlargement of the contribution of...
اظهارات یوکیو آمان.
The statements by Amano rejecting allegations that Iran is after acquiring nuclear weapons is considered as his positive approach towards the issue. This, of course, this does not mean that the U.S. and some European states are going to halt their pressures on the IAEA. One of the challenges faced by the agency in the past decade has been the instrumental use of the agency by certain powers aimed at obstructing the responsibilities of the agency. For this reason, Al-Baradei, during his mission at the agency, came under U.S. pressures on several times and in some cases was even close to being set aside from his position. In his last report on June 5th, Al-Baradei stressed that Iran's nuclear program has had no diversion towards military purposes. In the previous years, at least on 17 occasions, Al-Baradei had announced that Iran's nuclear program is under the supervision of the agency and that Iran's nuclear program is peaceful and legal based on Article 4 of the NPT. Every country is allowed to make peaceful application of nuclear know-how. And based on this treaty, no country can prevent the implementation of this principle. Now, in fact, every country that wants to make use of nuclear technology must go through the legal process at the IAEA. This has been done by the Islamic Republic. But what is important is that from the view of political leverages that prevail in international community, there's a lobbying force. I mean, there is a need for a sort of lobbying and requires a great deal of efforts on the side of countries that want that seek to have access to nuclear peaceful nuclear know-how for the first time, such as obtaining the nuclear fuel or implementing the enrichment process. So, this requires a great deal of time and energy, and this is something necessary. The reason is that there are opposite political forces in the face of developing countries, and in fact, these forces want to prevent the developing countries from gaining access to peaceful nuclear technology. So, there's a need for diplomacy, for lobbying, for intensive negotiations, and more importantly, there's a need for national firm resolve, a firm national resolve, and it should be proven that such efforts are aimed at making peaceful